Welcome to the Shift Perspective Mini Monday series. And of course, that's really not getting any easier to say. On Mondays, I'm going to be sharing with you in less than 5 minutes something that I've observed in the week that I think that would help you in your career development and communication skills. Today, I'm talking about the fear of applying for a new career opportunity. It's so common, and I've been helping someone through this situation, so I wanted to explain some of the problems that she's been experienced and what the result was of taking action. So the common experience is that you feel unqualified or hesitant to apply for a job. Well, that's one group of people, but of course there's another group of people that think they're absolutely qualified to do the job, but don't have the necessary skills. They're able to fake it until they make it. And of course, there are some people in between that are able to learn from both camps. Perhaps you're listening to this and you fall into that first camp, that you're just hesitant. You don't think that you've got that ability to be able to take on this role. And the difficulty for us as humans is we are unable to look at ourselves impartially. That's where it can be great to have someone else outside of your work life, outside of your friends and family, to look at your situation more impartially and give you the constructive feedback that perhaps you need to take this action. I'm not saying that's me, it could be anyone. It could be Joe Bloggs from down the street. Okay, so the reasons behind feeling unqualified or hesitant, such as imposter syndrome or a feel of failure, let's reverse engineer that. It's very important for you to identify the specifics of what exactly is holding you back. So if it's the fear of failure, that's too broad. It would need to be like, I'm worried about applying for this job because I'm scared that Joanne is going to judge me if I get it because she doesn't think that I'm qualified enough to do it. That would be something specific. And to reverse engineer this properly, we would then need to think, well, if I were to get the job, and Joanne, is that the name that I use? Joanne does critique me. What then? How am I going to handle that? How am I going to get through that situation? And it could be something like not applying for the job, which I don't think would be a very good solution. Or it could be speaking to Joanne. Is it Joanne? I'm terrible at this. Speaking to Joanne. It could be taking a step back and thinking about whether you want Joanne's opinion to affect what you're doing in your work life. Is that a voice of reason in your life? Reverse engineering can really help us just take that step back and more realistically look at what we're doing. And the greatest businessmen and women out there view failure as something that helps you grow. I know it's a ironic thing to say, perhaps, but so many people let that fear rule them that it stops them from taking that action. And this person that I've been helping with this particular issue over the week took the action to go to the interview. And it was in this interview process that they learned so much about themselves. So much. I can't even explain all of it in 5 minutes, but there was a noticeable shift in outlook on life, not just at work. Suddenly they had an increased appreciation for the role that they were already doing. So they would have had to go up into, they would have got more pay, but they would have got more stress in the role. But they had that appreciation. Actually, I really like being in this role. They understood by going through the interview process that they weren't qualified enough to take on the role and that extra training would be not only beneficial but necessary. They got feedback from the bosses that interviewed her. It was all internal. And now she's in a position where she has that knowledge that if she wants to go up one extra rung of the ladder in her career, something else is going to have to give. She's going to have to do more training. She's going to have to either switch to another company or take a radical step if she wants to make that happen. But the ball is in her court, and now she has that knowledge. She didn't previously have that knowledge. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. That's a quote by Winston Churchill. I think this sums up this episode very well. Don't let the fear rule you. That's 5 minutes, folks. See you soon. Ciao.